Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup!
Big time of friendship.
I like you. Do you like me?
I do like you.
You are my friend.
You're a nice young man, and I am your friend.
Shut up, please. I got friends now. I don't need you anymore.
You're my best friend!
Friend requests.
The friend request?
Why you ain't accept my friend request, bro? But you don't want to be my friend.
Hello, welcome to the friend request. It's Chloe, your girl, just dropping in to say hello at the start of the episode. Welcome to the show. If you're a new first-time listener, welcome. This is the friend request. It's the podcast that's all about friendship. But we have a lot of comedians on, so let's be honest. It's funny, okay? It's funny. It's so good to be here, obviously. I just wanted to drop in to say welcome and to introduce today's guest. He's amazing. You know him. You love him. star of Auntie Donna. He's a writer. He's a genius. Give it up for the wonderful Mark Bonanno.
All right, check.
Let's
check.
Do it.
It's all good. It's all working.
It's all working.
Sick.
Yeah. Can you believe it?
No, I can't actually. With my struggles with technology, no, I can't.
Oh, the first like 5 episodes, I definitely made some
mistakes.
Yeah,
they were brutal.
Yeah. There was one I put out. There's just half an episode. I did a solo for the other half to make up for it, but. Oh my God, it's awful. Mike Goldstein, thank God, podcasting pro.
Oh, Goldstein,
pro.
Yeah. He's across it.
But we finished. It was a great episode. We looked over and I was like, it's all gone. It's all fucking gone.
Well, hopefully not this time.
No, we're good. I've figured it all out now.
Great.
I know all the tips and tricks.
Awesome.
Welcome to the fort.
Thank you for having me. Oh, it's very beautiful.
Of course, thank you.
It is. It's amazing.
Thank you. It's lost a little bit of sheen from being in a hostel,
yeah,
but
right.
You'll have to come do it again in Sydney.
Okay. Next time I'm in Sydney, I'll see the real fort, but this one is pretty,
It's pretty good. Thank you. Are you comfortable?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Beautiful. Well, it's an actual bed, so you know we can just sleep.
Yeah, that's great.
Normally, I make people sit on the ground.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, yeah. Bed's lovely.
I didn't realize the ground would be such an issue, but
the people have take issue with the ground.
Some of the fellas can't cross their legs.
Well, oh, really?
Yeah.
Like what? Not even like that.
Yeah. Like that. They'll just sit there, like, okay. I'm just going to balance.
It does, yeah. We're not...
Crazy.
We're not... A lot of men don't have a lot of I don't have a lot of flexibility.
Well, you're killing it.
Well, thank you so much.
Now, you know a little bit about the podcast. You've seen the clips, right?
I've seen the clips.
You've seen the clips.
Yeah, I love the clips.
It's all about friendship.
Yeah.
And my first question for you...
Okay.
You have an Instagram... Jesus Christ. I'm going to make a clip of you just adjusting every single time.
Yeah, I get... I'm a big... in bed when I sleep. I'm a big tosser and turner.
Yeah, well, actually, sleeping in this single bed, I learned how much of the bed at home I actually must be stealing from my boyfriend.
Oh, really?
Because I'm like, there's not enough space.
No, single's crazy.
It's nuts. I'm a grown woman. Oh, my God. I think I might get a hotel for the end of the trip.
You should bloody treat yourself.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. So, sorry, what were you saying?
I have a question.
Yeah, please.
Your personal Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Mark and Charlie.
Yeah.
Lots of the same photo of you and your dad.
Yeah.
Is your dad your best friend? What's going on there? It's very cute.
Yeah, I love my papa. I love Carmelo. Carmelo is his birth name.
Okay, yes.
Charlie's is the Australian. Anglo, Australian translation. Mm-hmm. But he had to change it all to Carmelo when he was trying to get his passport because half his documentation said Carmelo, half said Charlie.
They don't like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's what happens when you're an immigrant.
Yeah.
Same thing happened to my mum. But he's she changed her name to Madeline. She went the the Anglo route rather than Maddalena, which I love so much more. Maddalena is very beautiful.
Maddalena's gorgeous.
They're divorced.
Okay.
She's thankfully.
Single.
Thankfully.
She's on the market.
No, she's not. But okay, she did. She is dating another man called Charlie who used to be a butcher.
What?
So to say that my mother has a type, okay. I think would be fair.
It's a good thing to know about yourself. Yeah. It saves you a lot of time.
Oh, there was a bit. I don't know if the listeners at home
could
hear that.
Up.
We are on King Street in Melbourne, across from the Colonial Hotel. Oh, I probably shouldn't dox you. Oh, but you don't live here.
I don't live here.
You don't live here. By the time this is out, you'll be gone.
Yeah, now we're fine.
But it's where I used to work nightclubs. Our nightclub. Next and Click Click, if anyone's familiar with it from Melbourne, of the that sort of 2005, 2006, 2007 era.
Well, I'm shocked. I mean, that place has changed, but a lot of the places are still the same over so many years. After COVID, I'm shocked. How are these people surviving?
Yeah, yeah. Nuts. Crazy. Nuts.
Crazy.
Anyway, my dad, very much, I'm very, very close with my papa. I love kissing his bald head.
So glad you said duh at the end of
bald. Yeah. It's okay. It's sick. And and it's nothing weird.
Okay.
And the thing I love about him the most is that he usually only says, I love you back to me when there are other people around.
Oh, my God.
But when there's no one else around.
Just silent.
He'll just be like, yep. Thank you.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And that's all right. I've gotten used to it. I've just accepted it. And if anything, I just push the I love yous a little harder.
Yeah. Yeah. You're just taking him out all the time. Yeah. Come meet my friends.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. His dad's fucking awesome.
Oh, that's sweet.
He is single and ready to mingle.
Okay. All right. Hit him up, everybody.
Twice divorced.
Oh.
But a wonderful man.
I mean, that just means he's a catch.
Absolutely. Does it?
Yeah.
How does that add up?
Well, he got two chicks to marry him. He's doing something.
There must be
right?
something good going on.
My dad's been married three times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What a catch.
I know.
Did the third one stick?
Yeah, they're still married.
Wow.
And it was so funny because I think, you know, you get one wedding. It, beautiful, beautiful. Everyone's like, lovely. Second wedding. I don't think anyone's making too many jokes.
No, yeah.
Third wedding. Oh, you're getting all the jokes. Everyone's like, I think you know how everyone's got the wedding hashtags?
Yeah.
Hashtag third time's a charm.
Three proper weddings.
Three proper weddings. The his wife, my now stepmom, also her third wedding.
Wow.
So it was perfect.
Yeah.
They're a match made in heaven.
When did your parents get divorced?
When
originally?
I was three.
Oh,
literally.
Shit. Yeah.
How old were you?
I was 27.
Whoa.
Something like that.
That's weird.
But it was going to happen when I was 18 and then it didn't.
Okay.
And it should have. Because year 12 was fucked up.
Yeah, okay. Oh, no. Trauma.
Nah, it's not really trauma. It's, you know, I've... Or at least, at the very least, I've worked through it.
Yes, good.
You know?
Wow.
So I've got a really good relationship with both of them, even though they put me through some shit. But I put them through some shit.
Don't we all?
You know, it was a nice kind of mutual back and forth there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it works.
Yeah.
It's nice to be an adult when you can see that instead of being this self-victimized child where you're like, you've done everything bad to me. It's like, man, kids are annoying as hell. By the time you're like 10, you've already done some shit.
Yeah, okay? Yeah, totally.
You probably pissed all over your parents.
I don't think I pissed on them.
Well.
I might. Actually, when I was a kid, yes.
That's what I'm saying.
I may have. There's also, you know, I'm pretty sure I was an emergency C-section because I took a shit inside my mum.
Oh, my God. That's horrific. How dare you?
It wasn't my fault.
And besmirch her beautiful uterus.
I was barely a person.
I'm sorry.
That's lucky her. You don't want to see that black tarry shit after you come out.
Yeah, okay. You
if anything,
did
she was lucky. I did her a goddamn favor. How dare you?
Don't all babies shit in their mums?
No. If you take your first proper shit,
you gotta get out of there.
That's like a
because it's septic.
It's toxic, and both people can die.
Oh my God!
Yeah, she set me up. She set me up for life. Well, it was all very makes sense. Yeah, now. It all makes sense considering where I'm at with my life. Anyway, how
are you?
Yeah,
shitting anyone else recently? Is this a pattern?
No, it's just, you know, I'm, when it comes to comedy, I'm a bit of a piss and shit boy. And I'm okay with that. I've come to accept that.
Yeah, look, I'm a bit of a piss girl.
Yeah? Oh, that's great.
I've got some piss jokes.
You got some piss jokes?
Yeah, what are you
gonna
do?
I love a good piss joke.
I don't mind it. I love saying horrible things. Someone criticized me on the internet the other day by saying, like, oh, using profanities to get a laugh, which wasn't the joke. They're dumb.
Yeah.
But I'm like, babe, fuck is the least of your worries.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But also, what's wrong with using profanity to get a bit of a laugh, even if that is the case and you're saying it's not?
I mean, it's not. It's a
great
joke.
It's a beautiful little tool. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with a little. Yeah. I love it.
It's so funny. People will say, oh, don't do this to get a laugh. What can we do to get a laugh?
I know.
Come on.
And it's always coming from people that aren't fucking comedians, because comedians don't give a shit.
No.
Because we know. Not that I really consider myself a comedian.
You don't?
Not really.
Okay.
Because I don't do what you do.
No,
which is
different.
Which is the scary thing, the scariest thing. Oh, getting up on your own.
Yeah, oh, my God.
And doing, like, these are jokes from my heart.
Mm-hmm.
these are like, and not putting on, like, a persona.
Yeah.
I think that is, that's pretty terrifying. That's not something I've ever, and that I consider that a comedian.
Yes,
I consider myself
okay.
more of a writer.
Okay.
And I also perform,
Sketchman?
But I prefer to, oh.
You like that? Sketchman?
Look, sketch is a pretty low form of art.
Oh, okay.
We all know it.
I think it's acting. I think it's beautiful.
It's like cabaret, improv,
mime?
Sketch. Mime can be pretty cool. I think mime, while it can be low,
mm-hmm.
it can also be elevated. I mean, they all can be elevated.
That's it.
But cabaret is kind of the worst. No, I'm so sorry. Not cabaret. Cabaret can be elevated. The worst is burlesque.
Yeah, if you're going to get your tits out, be hot.
That's
come
the worst. Well, I didn't say that, but I do. I think it's very like, we're not strippers, but we are. But we're not. We're artists and thieves of the night. And we wear bowler hats and vests with no shirt on underneath.
It feels like they're shaming strippers.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I have much more respect for strippers than people who
do. Oh, my God, me too. I didn't even know that I did, but wow.
No offense to anyone out there if you do burlesque.
If you do burlesque, we support you.
I support you, and I'm just joking, and leave me alone.
But you are a part of world-renowned Auntie Donna.
Sure, yeah. Because why did you ask me to come on the pod? It was such a lovely...
My favourite.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
It's kind
of
true.
I don't even know what that means, but that's very sweet of you.
No, I just asked you. I don't know. Maybe I'll ask the other boys in the future if they want to.
Yeah, sick.
Obviously. Yeah, I'd love to have them. They're welcome. They are by no means enemies of the show.
Yeah. Great.
But no, I saw that you followed me as well, and I was like, oh, my God.
Well, I was loving the
friends.
Clips.
Yeah.
I was loving because I was like, you've got it figured out.
What do you reckon? How? Why? What?
In the sense that, like, for a stand-up or for a new comic, I'm getting into a bit of the biz.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's okay.
Now.
They're interested, I'm sure.
Yeah, great.
I'll tell them they're interested.
Because I always think you need, like, you can't just do stand-up anymore,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have another thing. You have to have a thing on socials.
Yes.
And it kind of sucks.
Yes.
But it is also just the game that we're playing now. Yeah. Didn't used to be that way fucking 20, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You just got one spot on the Channel 10 gala and you had a career for the rest of your life. It doesn't work that way anymore.
No.
And I was just like, you've got this fucking figured out because you're out there and you're gigging all the time, and then you have this great aesthetic and this really well thought out idea for a pod.
Thank you.
And I was just like, I respect it.
I love that.
Yeah.
Look, I've worked in marketing before.
Oh, really?
Cats out of the
really?
Bag.
Really? No, that's
yeah,
good. That's that's fucking amazing that you were able to take that, which I'm sure was bleak as fuck, and apply it to this.
Yeah, no, I did. I did work with my mum in marketing, so it was really nice. It was fun with food and stuff, so it was very chill.
Oh, cool.
But I learned a lot of skills. I used to do music, and I wish I knew what I know now.
Marketing in music?
Yeah, but like just doing music and promoting myself. I ran shows when I started comedy. Like all of these little things that have helped me learn how to do stuff and market shit.
Yeah.
I think it was just good timing and good luck and having a bit of that knowledge and to then be like, here's my podcast. Yeah. Here's a bunch of clips. Fucking look at me.
Real smart. fucking smart. good and like not like cheap. Just good and smart and funny.
Thank you.
I just thought that was sick.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah. Oh my God, I'm so uncomfortable. Oh my God, I'm blushing.
But yes, I am a part of Auntie Donna. That's correct. Yeah.
You are. Now, you guys have been going for, what, 15 years?
No, not that long, but close. It's like 11 or 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Pretty close. A long time. And you were friends beforehand, right?
Not really. A little bit,
How did you meet?
Well, we met at university.
Wow.
But I was even though I'm the eldest,
what?
Not by much, just like a year.
Okay.
I was in the year below them because I had 3 years after high school where I was just like fucking around, working across the road.
Good choice.
In nightclubs. quite literally.
Yeah.
And genuinely. And so when I got in, they'd all gone straight from high school into uni, and the other guys were all in the year above me. So they all kind of like knew each other and were working together. We ended up doing a student play together that Zach directed and cast Broden and I in.
Oh.
And then because when at uni at acting school, which was just the time of my goddamn life.
Really?
Oh yeah, I loved acting school.
My God.
It was fucking awesome.
Was it like being at camp all the time?
Kind of, yeah. It was like, but for me, it was very, I went to uni to be a teacher.
Oh, wow.
Because I had no idea what the fuck I wanted to do. I'd spent a year, I was living in Ballarat. Ever been to Ballarat?
I think I've driven past it.
You've driven past it? There's no need to stop, in my opinion. There's Sovereign Hill, which is fun. But, and there's a nice little arc. You don't know what Sovereign Hill is? And you used to live in Melbourne?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't really go anywhere.
No, it's fine. It's it's exciting because now maybe one day you'll go to Sovereign Hill. It's an open air museum, which is a recreation of what Ballarat was like in the Gold Rush.
Oh, cool.
Roughly between the years of like 1830 and 1870. Okay. Some shit like that, right?
Is there gold there?
There's a fake creek that we put gold in. I don't work there anymore. I still feel some kind of weird sense of ownership. Yeah, it's fucking sick.
Oh,
it's
that's
a lot
so
of fun.
Cool. I want to go.
I worked there for a little bit.
Wow.
Which was very cool. And I can't remember exactly what I was saying, but that's right. At uni.
Wait, no. Before you get back into it, I need to know, when you worked there, did you get to dress up?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And do like a character?
Yeah. Well, I didn't really push the character stuff too much because it was kind of annoying to do that all day.
Yeah.
But I lit a lot of fires.
Okay.
Illegally in the drums and in the steel drums and in the fucking fireplaces. But the best part was getting to do the pantomimes over the school holidays.
What's that?
Do you know what a pantomime is?
I didn't go to
is?
University. I'm so
No, that's okay. You don't have to go to university to know what a pantomime is.
I
don't
read.
Think that's for the elite, the knowledgeable
What's a
elite.
Pantomime? I'm just a girl, okay?
A pantomime is... A pantomime is just it's a play.
Okay.
It's like a theatrical play set in a theater. And it's one of those ones, I don't know if you've ever seen it, any clips or it's when you're watching the play and, you know, it'll be like Little Red Riding Hood or something like that. And the wolf will be like, where is Little Red Riding Hood? And then Little Red will be like at the back of the stage, like poking her head around.
Oh.
And then the crowd goes, she's blind.
I've definitely seen these things.
Yeah, and then the wolf turns around and then she hides and he's like, no, she's not. They are, you would, have you ever been, have you been to the UK yet? Have you spent much time in the UK?
I haven't been anywhere.
They fucking froth.
They love them.
Pantomime. It is wild how it is part of their fucking culture, like ingrained and like celebrities from TV. There's a big thing where stars of Neighbours here will go over to the UK, do a season in a pantomime, make a fuckload of money. Oh, there's a whole economy you're not even aware of.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And so we would do those at Sovereign Hill. And my nonna, bless her soul, who doesn't speak much, didn't speak much English at all, got to see me. That was the only time she ever got to see me perform, was when my dad brought her and I got to do Little Red Robin Hood. and I played an Italian nonna in it. I was like, can I do the grandma as an Italian nonna?
Oh, my God.
And the director was very cool and was like, yeah, that's cool.
Oh, that's so cute.
It was sick.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was so much fun. I loved working there. Really, really cool. Wow.
Far out. That's so cool. What a fun experience.
Yeah.
All right, you can get back to uni now.
Uni.
Yes.
So I was in the year below, they're in the year above, and you just don't fraternize much at
of course
drama school with people outside of your year level.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of still a bit freaky and weird to me that I'm in this group with the guys who were in the year above me. It's still a weird thing for me, even 11 years later.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Bit of a power dynamic.
No, I mean, kind of, but it was just this thing where when I was in first year, they were in second year, and I genuinely, like, respected the fuck out of their abilities.
Yeah.
Like, in particular, Zach and Broden, every time I'd see them perform in their shows, I'd just be like, these guys are the fucking best. Like, they're so funny, and they're such great actors. And then getting to, like, you know, when I was asked to do this thing, whatever it was at the start,
yeah,
it was really like, I was like, oh, I've been picked.
Yeah.
Like I'm the one out of all of you, had everyone and you picked me. Oh. And I didn't really know them that well, you know.
Oh, wow.
So, shit. Yeah. So we kind of like became friends through doing this.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Far out. How... God, that's just like, it's because it's weird enough to work with people that are your friends, but at the start of a friendship, I feel like there would have been some awkward moments.
Yeah.
Lots, so much getting to know each other.
Yeah, yeah. How, it's kind of like, I think it's kind of better this way.
Yeah.
Well, just in the sense that, because if things ever fell apart or do fall apart in the future, I'm not losing too many friends.
Yeah.
That's just a little joke. That's just a little joke. But you know, like it's that I think it would hurt a lot more in some ways if it was like your best friend.
Yeah, it's like moving in with friends.
Absolutely.
You move in with people you don't know and then you get to have a friendship blossom and it's just a delight.
Yeah.
If you drift or whatever happens, it's fine.
Yeah, totally.
God,
totally.
That's cool. But things are going well now with the like friendship.
Oh, yeah.
It's going well.
Oh, we're genuinely, I would say we are in the best place we've ever been, like interpersonally and kind of work-wise and workflow and kind of finding this really nice balance between everyone doing Donna but then also getting to do their things that they're interested outside of that.
That's
which is
great.
Really, really nice.
I've spoken to a few people who work with their friends and like on creative stuff and I know that has been a problem for some people. Like it's quite common to be a problem of like don't you dare work on something else.
Yeah, it's the thing that, you know, usually breaks up bands.
Yeah.
You know? And it is like being in a band.
Yeah.
Very, very much so.
Well, it's musical.
There's a bit of music.
There's a bit of music.
We do sing songs.
The voice of a generation, if you will.
Hey, ARIA nominated.
That's so cool.
Thank you. Is it?
It's pretty cool. You got to go to the ARIAs, right?
No.
What?
No. We didn't get to go. Best comedy isn't announced at the fucking ARIAs. I don't give a fuck. Nobody's a fuck about comedy.
No one cares about comedy.
They really don't.
Fucking hell.
They really don't.
It's so stupid. I was flyering today.
Yeah.
For my Melbourne show, for my festival show.
When is that?
End of March.
Great. You were flyering today for
I was
it.
Flyering just because I wanted to get out there before everyone's bothering everyone.
Yeah. Great.
And I'm here in town, you know, boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground. It's a saying.
But it's so funny saying to people, because my opener is like, do you like comedy? Or do you want to go to a comedy show? But often, it's mostly, do you like comedy? And it's so funny to me when people are like, no.
What, like, a wet sack of
shit. Oh, fair enough. They kept walking. I'm like, yeah, laughing sucks. Yeah, no, fuck me.
Have people been receptive?
Yeah. I'm quite good at flyering because I really don't mind chatting to strangers.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a pretty smiley, cheery gal, you know. I'm like, what's going on?
For listeners at home, there was a bit of a hair wave there that was very impressive.
That was a move.
Yeah. That's great. I've been lucky enough to not have to fly for many years.
Yeah.
But you got to do it. I really struggled with
people
it.
People hate it.
Yeah, I really struggled
people do
with
not
it.
Like it. But I think I could be, like, I'm selling tickets.
Yeah.
I'm not too stressed. But I just wanted to, like, you know, I want to do as much as I can.
Yeah.
So, and most people do not like flyering, but I was texting Jacob, my boyfriend, just like, this is so much fun. And he's like, it's the worst bit.
It is. If you can enjoy that, you're fucking one step above the rest of us. That's
great.
That's fantastic.
It's good.
I commend you. I commend you on that. I always had to do a bit because we've flyered like, have you done Edinburgh yet?
No.
Or will you?
I will.
You
Not
will?
This year, but I will. Maybe next year.
Oh,
hopefully
man.
Next year.
Good luck.
Yeah, it seems it's just massive.
It's fucked.
There's too many people. Anyone, it's fucked. Everyone's allowed.
Yeah, it's really important and good.
Yes.
To do.
Yes.
But it's fucked.
Yeah. So you had to fly there.
Oh yeah, that's fucking.
Oh.
My God. My God.
Yeah.
Because you've got to try and really like. Stand out somehow.
Yeah.
You got to like do a thing. I mean, it doesn't sound like it's too much of a problem for you.
No, but I have been like planning things. I really want to get, I want to pay people to be pretend paparazzi.
Oh, that's so funny.
Right?
That's great.
So that I'm out on the street flying and then people are like, oh my God.
Yeah,
and
taking
photo.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh my God, stop. And then everyone else is like, oh, who is she?
Yeah.
And I guess I'll take a flyer. I guess I'll see the show. So I've already figured out a shtick. Like,
that's really smart. You need the shtick.
You need to have
great.
A thing.
Yeah.
I've heard some really good ones. Some people have done very cool things. Did you guys just start performing in the street?
One of the things we did was we had this spot in the middle of the day,
mm-hmm.
pretty much every day or every second day on Royal Parade, which is the main kind of strip.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like an outdoor spot where we had half an hour to get on a stage and do whatever we wanted. And the first time we got up there and we did a set.
Awesome.
And we all wanted to kill ourselves afterwards. It was the most embarrassing, full-on fucking thing. We're like, this does not work. I hate this. We have 27 days here, which means we have 13
shit.
More of these to do. The fuck are we going to do?
Oh my God.
So we came up with this idea of the funk bus.
Okay.
And we just played like 70s funk music through like a speaker and we just danced to it. For like 20 minutes and handed out flyers. And the reception to that was enormous.
That's
it was just
awesome.
The polar opposite.
Oh my God.
To what we had when we tried to do our art.
Yeah, people, I mean, you can't like, it sucks because if you're doing your set and it's not received well, then you're not going to feel great about going and performing at the actual show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It really puts a damper on things.
It's brutal. And they are the most brutal audiences.
Because
they've probably seen four or five shows already.
Mm-hmm.
They're very comedy savvy.
Ooh.
So you can't just like rely on, you can't go into autopilot ever.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know how familiar you are with Dragon Ball Z.
Quite.
When Goku does the training, he's doing all this training, then he comes back and he's like in, you know, the gravity is so much heavier in his training facility in space.
He comes back
and then he goes Super Saiyan. That little space pod that he's in,
that's Edinburgh.
It is. It's like you just get, because you're doing like, so, like we would do a spot, we'd do the funk bus and then we would do another like 5 minute spot in the middle of the day and then we'd fly for a couple of hours. We'd do our show and then we'd do two or three spots after that. So we were performing most days until 1 or 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like you're constantly performing and then you have a mental breakdown and you lose a lot of money. But you really do. You come back just better.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Fuck. It's such a funny thing, hey, because like I completely see that. Even just doing Melbourne, this will be my first festival.
Really?
Yeah. I'm so excited.
That's fucking cool.
It's crazy.
Have you done Sydney before?
No.
This is going to be your first comedy festival ever?
It's my first hour.
Oh, man. That's so fucking awesome.
It's so exciting. I'm so excited. But it's like, it's weird being like, yeah, come to see the show. You know, come and review the show.
Yeah.
Come and be my manager. Like, you're trying to get all of these people to come and love it. But it's like, I'd actually love for you to see it after the festival.
Yeah.
I'm going to be way better.
Yeah.
Real annoying.
So,
but listeners, just FYI, don't pay attention to that. Please come to the show. It's going to be
that'll
really...
That'll be like the 1% that no one notices except for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But so this is going to be your first run of the hour as well.
Oh, I'm doing trials.
You're doing trials.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm
great.
Not crazy.
That's all right if you were.
No.
I mean, you got to be a little bit crazy to work in this biz, am I
right? Oh, my God. You're so right.
It'll be a little bit nuts.
That's the title of the episode right there. No one's ever said it. back to you.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you guys started Auntie Donna, was there a fourth member? Is this real?
Or well, there's there is six members.
There are six members?
Yeah.
I thought they were just other like guest people, but...
No. There's six official members.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. Not many people know this, especially if you're just like, you know, if you're just tuning into the YouTube channel whenever we're dropping a clip.
Yeah.
You probably won't know this, but if you do a bit of a deep dive, you find out that pretty much from the start, it's been the three performers, Mark, Zach, and Broden. Mm-hmm. Then we have a writer.
Oh, of course.
Sam Linger.
Of course.
He writes with us. Okay. And then we have Max Miller, who directs everything we've pretty much ever done.
Awesome.
And then we have Tom Armstrong, who does all of our music and composing and sound.
Oh, wow. And, fuck, that's a it's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. Yeah. Shit. And Max and Tom, when we first started, we were a separate company called Figure 9, named after the popular Linkin Park track from, I believe, Meteora, but I could be incorrect.
I was assuming it was named after the popular number.
Just nine?
Yeah.
Is it popular?
Well, I don't know.
It comes right before 10. So I suppose why wouldn't it be?
It's in the top 10.
It is in the top 10. Quite high up as well.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. So I thought that was really funny.
Please continue.
So they were a separate thing. Uh-huh. And then we also had, at the very start, for the first 2 years, we had another performing member called Adrian Dean.
Yeah.
He's now a defense attorney.
Yeah, wow.
And we had someone else who never made it to any performance level named Joe Koski.
Okay.
Who left the group, well, kind of like... He was like, I have a part. I just got cast in Jersey Boys, the musical.
Yeah, wow.
So I have to go off and do that. And we were like, go for it. And he was like, by the time I come back, you guys aren't going to want or need me.
Yeah.
And we're like, no, that won't be the case. Because we just really didn't know what Auntie Donna was at that time. We thought it would be like, we all wanted to be actors, man.
Yeah,
like,
we all
got out at drama school.
Yeah.
I went to go to become a teacher and get my dip ed, and I just fell in love with like the craft of it and shit.
He's an artist.
Well, yeah, I don't want to be an actor anymore, though. I'm not very good at it, unfortunately.
It's really hard.
It's hard. It's hard, and I find it quite stressful.
Yeah.
And
I completely get you.
But, so Joe got cast into Jersey Boys. He went off and he did that, and then we kind of kicked him out, but not really. We didn't have a discussion about it. It was just no longer in the group.
Yeah.
Adrian was with us for 2 years and then kind of got to the point where he was like, this is going to be a hard slog.
Yeah, okay.
Before we can sort of make something out of it, and just wanted to go down a different route.
Right, right. He didn't want to do the whole thing of it, which is understandable. It's like
when you say, ours was seven, eight years of no money.
Shit.
Like making money, but only enough to like, very lucky in the sense that never had to pay to go to Edinburgh.
Yeah,
like the company was able to pay for that and shit.
That's great.
Had to work like two or three different casual jobs on top of it just to kind of get through. Yeah. And that's fucking not for everyone.
It's just not.
Yeah.
It's completely
fair. I can't believe I found so many other people who it was for.
Yeah.
Like that's the miracle. That's the fucking crazy thing is that there was just five other like-minded people who, like me, were like willing to sacrifice everything.
Yeah.
To see if it worked.
It's fucking magical.
You know?
It's great though.
It's all right.
So many sick and twisted people who are willing to do it. Oh, for those beautiful smiles and those audiences.
I know. And it's just like, fuck. It's just, I pinch myself quite often to think that we've gotten to where we've gotten to.
It's incredible. It's so crazy. And like, you've got Grouse House now.
Yeah. Yeah, Grouse House TV.
How is it being able to support more friends do their artistic projects?
It's expensive.
Yeah.
But it's sick. Yeah. It's sick. It is like Grouse House, we're so proud of, and we hope we can eventually take it to kind of the next level. We have some big plans for
it. Oh, my God.
But we've got to see how that kind of all pans out, because that's very reliant on sort of money and support from various things. Yeah. It started because we literally just kept finding that we had friends that we loved who were making stuff, like getting funding to make stuff, and then just had nowhere to put it.
Yeah.
Like didn't have the kind of audience that we'd cultivated on YouTube. Yes. And when you're making like one web series, to start like an Instagram page and a YouTube channel for like a one-off thing,
it doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
And you don't have like enough of an audience on YouTube to monetize it. So what you guys have done makes complete sense.
Yeah, yeah. And it started with the Ben Russell, Xavier Michelides project, Hug the Sun.
So great.
Which is just fucking awesome. It's awesome. I love that show so much. And it's kind of just gone from there. And we've had heaps of great fucking stuff on there.
Yeah. I love it all so much.
Oh, that's great.
It's so great.
That's lovely to hear.
Oh, man, it's awesome.
Have you seen the most upsetting guessing game?
I don't think so. Is this new?
It's like a game show that we made and we put up there. And it's real fun. And okay. I think we're going to be doing, I don't know if I should be saying this, but I'll say I don't give a fuck. We should be doing some live versions of it at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, which you're familiar with.
Yeah. I am familiar. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, this year. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun.
Okay, I will check it out. Yeah. And then if it's happening, I'm going to come and
see it. Yeah, please come along. It's going to be really fun.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
God, what a magical thing. Have you had any struggles working professionally with people that are your friends?
Struggles?
Yeah, like you know how, you know, someone can be, especially fucking comedians.
Yeah.
They can be a little bit slack or crazy or whatever and you have to sometimes tell them off.
I'm trying to get the hot goss.
People keep coming on the podcast.
I'm going to Tom York you. And I'm just going to go next question. It's no one's business but my own. All that matters is that the next album comes out. That's all you should care about.
You could have just spoken about it in a more like,
that's our business.
That's fair.
No, it's not like nothing that we haven't been able to handle professionally and quite well.
Yeah.
I mean, the proof is in the fact that we're still doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, of
like
course.
Quite genuinely, like if things were fucked and bad,
it wouldn't still be.
No, we would not still be doing it. Why would anyone want to torture themselves like that?
God, so true. People do though.
I know people are sticklers. People stick it out.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Working jobs.
Yeah, I know. I know it sucks and it's scary. It's like there were moments where things were kind of, you know, had gotten tense just because of how hard it is to be doing something and not earning the money. And but again, I think all of us always were like, Auntie Donna is really important. Yeah. And Auntie Donna means so much more to us because we were lucky enough to get to the point where it became bigger than us. It became bigger than our own egos and our own bullshit. And people started caring about it being a thing.
Yeah.
And that sort of does kind of make you want it to get better.
Yes, of course. It gives you that perspective.
Yeah.
And also like you're making people happy and that I'm sure is quite motivational.
It's wonderful. It's a lovely thing. I'm sure you get it as well, but when people reach out and they're just like, you know, your shit means a lot to me and it like got me through the amount of for the Netflix show, the amount of people that were like that got me through COVID.
Yeah.
I was like that's really, you know,
it's so lovely.
What do you fucking do with that? I don't know. I don't even know how to like respond to that. It's just such a sweet thing to say.
It's so sweet. It's very new to me, but I have started to get a little bit of it. And I'm like, you've made my freaking week.
Yeah, it's
dude.
Cool. It's cool.
Awesome. Go
that's,
to fans.
That's lovely to hear that you're getting that. That's very cool.
It is really
very,
nice. Very cool. It's really nice. Whatever, you know, it's pretty cool. I actually have another question before. We're going to have to get into our sleepover games soon.
Oh.
Yeah. It's fun.
I'm excited.
But I saw that you did an ad for PlayStation, PlayStation 5. And I wanted to ask you, you big gamer?
Yeah.
Do you reckon PlayStations have made or broken more friendships?
Made or broken more friendships?
Yeah.
Made.
Yeah, I guess.
Without question. It's an easy answer. You think broken?
I don't know, man. People get fired up.
They do. They do. But games in general, because I mean, I own it all. I don't have an Xbox, but I have a PC and a Nintendo Switch and I have a PlayStation 5 because I just like it all.
Yeah.
I need to have it all.
Yeah.
which is stupid.
My boyfriend's the same, and he has an Xbox.
It's like, well, that's crazy. And nuts. I feel sorry for him. Sorry to your boyfriend, Jacob, about the all the things that are happening with the exclusives.
He hasn't
moment.
Turned it on in the entire time we've really? Lived together.
Well, look, so. Game Pass is one of the best sort of deals going on in the gaming world right now. So Xbox have got Game Pass and they're doing great, but their exclusives aren't great. And also now they're going to be giving them all away. That's a whole thing that's happening in the gaming industry right now. I watch so much fucking YouTube about what's going on in the gaming industry right now. That's like my white noise
stuff. Yeah.
You know, just cool nerds on the internet that just talk about nerd shit. I kind of love it. But I've got two friends in particular who live in Tasmania. And they have become two of my best friends. They're a couple in Tasmania. And when I've gone down for Dark Mofo, I've stayed with them and stuff. And I met them just through I was Twitch streaming for a little bit. And they sort of started as people that were watching me. And then we started playing games together. Oh, and just from that, they've genuinely become like two of my best friends.
That's so cool.
And it just like allows me to connect with, you know, sometimes people who I haven't seen in fucking years. Mm-hmm. I love it. And it's I so love good. PlayStation.
PlayStation.
I genuinely
is correct.
Do.
I love PlayStation.
And I'm not being paid for this.
We'll see. We'll see what we can get. All right.
I fucking love my PlayStation 5.
Well, I've always been a PlayStation family.
Did you play The Last of Us?
No, but I watched my boyfriend play The Last of Us.
That's just as good.
It's so good.
Have you seen? Scary. There's a YouTube channel called. Fucking Girlfriend Reviews. Have you ever seen Girlfriend Reviews?
No.
And it's all about, the whole shtick is she does reviews of games, but she's like, this isn't a review of what it's like to play The Last of Us.
Yeah.
It's a review of what it's like to live with someone who is playing The Last of Us and does that for all the games.
That's awesome. I'm kicking myself that I didn't make that, because that's fucking great.
Her name is Shelby. Shelby. And she's great.
She sounds smart.
Yeah, and she does really great. I watch a lot of her stuff. But, The Last of Us is just fucking
It's so good. Do you like the show?
Yes, I fucking loved it. I'm rewatching it for the third time.
Oh my God.
Because I'm a big nerd. But it's
so good.
Just the casting was just fucking fantastic.
Are you kidding me? Freaking, what's his name?
Pedro Pascal?
Pedro Pascal, but with
Nick Offerman?
Yes, Nick Offerman.
Yeah, that episode
Daddy,
three.
Oh my God.
Episode 3 is fucking.
Broke me.
So good. I love the little chat. And I love Craig Mazin. Like,
oh, he's amazing.
Just fucking. Just what a well-executed adaptation. Because I love adaptations.
Yeah.
My favorite movie is Adaptation.
That's the name of the movie?
That's the name of the movie.
What's it about? I don't know it.
All right, so, okay. You want me to do... You can cut this if you want, because I will tell you what my favorite movie is.
No,
I thought
no,
that was
no,
a cat.
I'm not cutting.
For a moment, I went to touch it and it felt soft like a cat. And it's not. It's a pillow.
That's
anyway.
The benefit of doing the pod in Sydney. There is a cat.
Is there?
I've got a cat.
Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. That's sick. All right, well, I'll definitely have to do it when I come back. So, Adaptation is about a screenwriter named Charlie Kaufman.
I know Charlie Kaufman.
You know Charlie Kaufman?
Of course. Big fan.
For a time, he was my favorite writer. But Adaptation is a movie about, it stars Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, oh my God, how have I not seen this?
Yeah, and it's, in my opinion, one of the greatest film performances, one of the greatest performances ever captured on film from Nick Cage, right?
Oh.
Very grounded, very not like his weird height and shit that he's been doing recently, and not like Face Off or anything, which I also love.
It's a great movie. A
bit more The Rock than Face Off. But anyway, Nick Cage plays a screenwriter called Charlie Kaufman, who is asked to adapt this book called The Orchid Thief. And he has such a hard time adapting it because he really wants it to be true to what the book is about, that he ends up writing a screenplay about him trying to adapt the book. And that's what happened in real life. Is Charlie Kaufman in real life was asked to adapt a real book, which is called The Orchid Thief.
So many fucking
and he had
layers.
Such a fucking breakdown trying to do it that he ended up writing Adaptation, which is about him trying to adapt the book and then him having a breakdown.
Jesus Christ. And now this movie Adaptation is not Charlie Kaufman's screenplay.
Yes,
or
it is.
Okay.
Wrote it.
Fucking hell. Okay, wow.
Yeah. It's
awesome.
It's the first movie he ever did with Spike. No, it's the second movie he did with Spike Jonze.
Yeah, okay.
They did Malkovich.
Being oh, John yes, Malkovich of course, of course, of course, of course.
But during this, apparently during this 2 year period where Charlie Kaufman was all fucked up and he was really struggling with shit, he wrote out of this like horrible 2 year mental breakdown, he came out with Adaptation and yeah. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Uh-huh. Those were like two screenplays that he just fucking, which are just.
That's awesome.
Two of like, it's just the fucking best.
I made Jacob watch Eternal Sunshine recently,
yeah,
for his first watch.
Yeah.
I adore it. And I pitched it to him as a beautiful movie about love.
Yeah.
He bawled his eyes out and was upset for half a week. Half a week afterwards,
why? They get
he
together.
Was like,
it's such a happy ending.
I know, thank you. And I like the nuance of love and beauty and the fact that within that there is sadness.
Yeah.
But he was so upset. He's like, how dare you not tell me that this is a tragedy?
I don't know if it is.
Thank you.
That's a strange interpretation of that ending.
He was very upset. Well, it wasn't. I think it was more about the overall experience because there is so much sadness.
Yeah.
But I was like, but look at the end. It's gorgeous.
It's how I've always classified Arcade Fire, their sound, as beautiful sadness. And that's what I feel like that movie very much encapsulates is it's like, oh, that moment at the end where she's just like, if we do this again, it's going to be awful and we're going to fight and I'm going to be shitty. And he just goes, okay, it's worth it.
I have tingles.
It's fucking worth it.
It's so worth
you know?
It.
Like, and that's fuck what, it.
It says so much about life and actual relationships.
Was, what are we doing here?
Exactly.
Like, we're going to avoid this shit and then not even give happiness like a go, even if it is fleeting.
Absolutely not.
It's a stunning fucking screenplay and so weird.
It's so weird.
It's fucking
and funny and
it's a that after I saw that I was like, my favorite genre of film for a very long time was weird rom-coms.
Yeah.
Any kind of weird rom-com I could find, I got. And the two that have really stuck around is that and Punch Drunk Love are like my two kind of favorite fucking rom-coms.
Fucking hell. I love rom-coms.
Yeah.
I love them so much.
Yeah, they're fun.
They're so fun.
When they're done well.
Yeah. Yeah. Love a weird rom-com. Love a classic rom-com. Love a bit of Nora Ephron. Love The Wedding Singer.
Oh, The Wedding Singer's fucking sick.
One of the best movies of all time.
And it's not an Adam Sandler film. He was just cast in that.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he didn't write that one.
Oh, wait. Who wrote it?
I don't know.
I'll have to Google that.
But yeah, it's not like a Happy Madison production.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, he was quite young.
Can I tell you my favorite little rom-com film fact?
Yes.
Have you seen Lost in Translation?
Yeah, a long time ago when I was like 16 or something.
Worth revisiting.
Yeah, I will.
Still holds up.
Okay.
I saw it in a cinema in Dublin or Glasgow. No, in Glasgow.
Traveling man.
Last year. I was on tour last year. I also got hit by a car.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was fucked.
Jesus.
Sucked. Fucking sucked. Anyway.
That's awful.
Yeah, just fucking plowed into me and then drove off. Anyway,
God.
I was crossing at the lines. In Seattle.
Fucking hell.
It really hurt. I did a show the next night and then my back spasmed out to go to the hospital.
Oh my God.
Anyway, I was watching Lost in Translation. And it is so worth revisiting. It's such a, like, it's just, it's beautiful and very, you know, like,
oh,
slow
stunning.
And different and indie and kind of its time. And, you know, there is, in the middle, it kind of gets a little, like, you could have maybe.
You could have maybe cut some
stuff, but it's a beautiful thing.
That is very of its time, though.
Have you seen Her?
Yeah.
With Joaquin Phoenix, right? That's Spike Jones. So Lost in Translation and Her are both about the same real-life relationship falling apart between Sofia Coppola and Spike Jones.
Oh,
and
my God.
And that's her sort of film about their kind of breakup.
Oh, my
and
God.
And Her is his film about their breakup, and they're sort of like companion pieces.
Wow!
In a way, and Scarlett Johansson plays the woman in both.
Oh my God! I'm doing a double screening.
Yeah,
back to back.
I love telling people that.
I love
when I found
that
out. I just like shit. I shit my pants immediately. I was so
You're
excited.
You're a shit boy.
Yeah, big time. Big time.
Oh my God! Well, this has been the film podcast, everybody.
Yeah, sorry.
Don't be Sorry, no,
I really like movies.
It's so interesting. I love movies so much. Movies and TV. Love TV.
What do you have a favorite?
A favorite
if
TV
you had to,
show?
Or like a movie, if you had to pick your favorite movie. I know that's a hard question.
No, I do think Wedding Singer is right up there.
Oh, fuck yeah, that's a
I
great
I love it so
pick.
Much.
Yeah.
I was a really, really strongly attached to Natural Born Killers for a very long time.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never been able to sit through it.
Okay.
Because look, I read the screenplay first before I watched it.
Okay.
And the screenplay... The original screenplay was by Quentin Tarantino, mm-hmm. and then Oliver Stone took mm-hmm. it and sort of adapted it and did a very different thing with it.
Yeah.
When I read the screenplay, I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to fucking get on board Shit. With this. And then it was just so different. I fucked it for myself mm-hmm. because my expectations were at a point that just weren't met.
Yeah.
But it's worth... It's
I
worth
really
giving
liked
a go.
It. I really liked it, but okay. I say I was very attached to it because I was like... That's the favorite when I was like a teenager.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah,
I've changed. I've grown. You know, but it's hard to pick. But that's why I keep saying these days. I'm like, I think Wedding Singer is like an all rounder. Yeah. If it has to be one, I love a rom com. I love a comedy. Love The Sandman. Love Drew Barrymore. Sandman. Like, what can you do? You know?
You've seen Punch Drunk Love, yeah?
Yes, of course.
Oh God,
of course.
Just my favorite.
It's so good.
Yeah, the fucking best.
Okay, we have to get into the sleepover
game. Yes, sleepover
game. We gotta wrap. I gotta get to a gig.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Thank you for delaying the recording.
No, it's absolutely fine. Don't look.
I'm sorry. I did peek at your questions.
No, it's okay.
Did you get through them all?
Did I get through? Oh, no. Or they? No, they're just guides.
Oh, they're guides?
They're just guides.
Yeah,
I don't have to.
Yeah.
The conversation has been flowing.
I think I only caught you checking it once, which means that's the conversation has gone very well.
It's pretty good. but the sleepover games, right. I must read.
Yeah, let's do it.
This is where we're at. Now, we're going to start with Would You Rather.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yep.
All right. Would you rather your current friendships be rich and fulfilling and long-lasting, uh-huh. or you have to ditch all of your friends and you get to be actual, full-on friends with your favorite celebrities?
Oh, no. Celebrities are so gross. No. Just the Good real answer. Ones. Just the. I've met so many celebrities, and some of them are nice.
Yeah, but that's see, it can't be that common because people are always so shocked when the celebrities are nice.
Yeah, and it's yeah. and it's yes, that is true. Mm. But it's also just rare that like I genuinely click.
Yeah.
With somebody who I already have an idea of, yeah. if that makes sense.
Of course.
And
it's reading the screenplay before seeing the movie.
Yeah,
it's
yeah. the same very thing. Much. It is mm-hmm. the very good. That was really clever, and I really appreciated that. Yeah, it is. It really is, and it's just kind of hard because I guess I'm always a bit intimidated, and yes. that's and there are exceptions to the rule. Yeah. Like there are some. People that I guess you would say are celebrities who I've like genuinely clicked with.
Yeah.
But even then, there's always a part of me that's like, if I keep that friendship going, I'm like, am I doing that because I do genuinely click with this person and I like them and I care about them?
Mm-hmm.
Or is there a part of it that's doing it because it's cool to have them as a friend?
Yeah.
And I always question that. And like, maybe I shouldn't. No. Maybe that's a bit, I am quite hyper self-aware and maybe that is taking it to the next level. But there is always a bit of me that's like, I don't have kind of time in my life for anything that isn't genuine.
Yeah.
So I like a lot of the friends that I have, I'm sorry, you just asked a very simple question.
No, don't be sorry. It's interesting.
But like a lot of, like I've still got... and he just recently moved down the road from me, which was fantastic. But like my friend from when I was 5 years old,
oh my God.
He like works for the fucking Australian Federal Police, but he's still like Ooh. A very, very close friend and still like a big bunch of friends from high school that I'm incredibly close with.
Yeah.
But a lot of the people that I'm very, very close to and have been for a very long time aren't comedians and mm-hmm. don't work mm-hmm. in the business and stuff. And I think that's really good. Important.
Yes.
Yeah.
That sounds very healthy.
Yeah. I like that because I love those people.
Yeah.
For no other reason.
Yeah.
And I kind of know they like mm-hmm. me as well.
For no other reason. Because I'm me. Yeah. Look, I know you say that you're hyper self-aware, but I'd rather have that self-awareness and just like kind of even checking in on those things than have none of that whatsoever, right?
Yeah, totally. So. Otherwise, you just... And I come across as a bit of a bit of a prick, I suppose.
Yeah.
just be a bit.
It's a bit gross.
Yeah.
Look, good answer.
All right.
It would have been awkward if you said the other one.
I know. Oh, who's going to say the other one?
I don't know. You never know. I mean, I'm trying to trap people.
All right. Well, let's see if you can get me.
Okay. Let's see.
Game number two.
Would you rather?
Oh.
Never get to perform again. Or, and that includes creating like video content, digital content as well.
But being in front of the camera.
Yes, exactly.
But I can be behind
the
camera.
It's all right, but no performing.
Can I direct?
Yes, you can direct.
Can I boom operate?
Yes, you can boom operate.
Okay, great.
The best job in the biz.
Yeah.
Because then you can tap someone on the head. Boop.
You can. And you got to have strong arms.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, you got to have a lot of endurance.
Core strength.
Yeah. And I'm the kind of person that's like, I'll stick it out until I'm like hurting.
Fuck.
Because I'm like, I care about the project.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. Well, I know who to call next time I need someone next to operate a boom.
Absolutely.
Okay. So would you rather never be able to perform again?
That one. But,
or.
Yeah. But.
Or never get to post the photo of you and your dad, any variation, ever again.
Well, I don't know if you've seen, but I haven't posted for quite a time.
I have seen that, but I also saw, I couldn't count how many times you have posted
that.
Well, yeah,
and look, and I didn't sit in my room and do all of those Photoshops. I want you to know they were fan made.
Okay.
And it did literally get to the point where I had so many and I had a folder and I was trying to schedule them.
Oh my God.
The scheduling website, what was it called? It was like I don't know if you ever used it, but it was like a website where you could schedule your Instagram posts and all your social media posts.
Yeah, like later or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And I was using that, and the free version, you could schedule up to 30 mm-hmm. days in advance and mm-hmm. you could do 15 posts. Mm-hmm. And I was doing that because every like 15 days I'd sit down and like go through the fucking plethora of folder of shit that I had, and I'd set it all up and I'd just do it for an hour because I hate social media. I hate it. I hate posting it. I hate fucking – I just think it's such a time suck and it's just awful, but it's necessary. I know, but it's like it's important in this business, but I'm trying to work towards a point where I don't need it anymore.
Yeah, that's the goal.
And then they changed it from every 15 days to every 5 days, and they put a cap on it.
Oh,
and you couldn't
God.
Post beyond five. And then that is literally the day I stopped posting regularly.
Yep, okay.
Because I was like, I can't do this every 5 days. I can't sit down and like reorganize and go through it all.
That's crazy.
So it would be a fucking blessing. Either way would be a blessing. But no, yeah, I would never pick the photo of me. I'll just take them for myself and show them my dad. That has been fun. The only great thing about that Instagram page, not the only great thing, of course, getting to like, you know, talk to people and getting to see some of the fucking insane shit that people have made has been awesome. But the best bit about it has been sitting down with my dad when I've been with him and just like taking him through
the latest ones.
I'm just like, who are people
Oh, my God. That's
and he
awesome.
Has one that a fan gave me. They drew it when we're on the road doing the Magical Dead Cat Tour around Australia. Mm-hmm. They gave us the big print of this one that they made, and now Dad has it. I got it framed for him for Christmas, and he has it up on his wall, and he loves it.
That's
it's very cool.
Awesome.
So
Holy
that's
shit.
Cool. But I'd be very happy to retire. But also, I don't want to perform anymore. So
okay.
I'd probably pick the performance one. Fuck it.
Fuck both of them. You just
fuck
stop
it.
Everything.
These are fuck easy. These are easy. Give me a hard one.
Okay. All right. How are we doing? All right. A hard one. This is a hard one.
Okay.
To fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, fuck. All right.
It's fuck, marry, kill.
All right.
Broden Kelly.
Okay.
Zachary Ruane.
Oh, God.
Mark Bonanno.
Well, I do love to fuck myself. I surely do.
I hope you don't kill yourself.
Well, now that I'm thinking about it. That is probably the safer option because otherwise I have to kill one of the other guys and they'll probably take it personally.
I might take it personally.
God, that is tough. That is tough.
Yes, I've
stumped
you.
Do I have to explain my answer?
You don't have to explain it.
Well, that's not. That's a cheat. That's cheating then.
You don't have to.
There should be a demand on explaining
it. I'd like an explanation, but you don't have to.
Well, good. Okay.
I don't want to make you uncomfortable.
All right. So, well, I mean, what order do I have to do it in?
Fuck, marry, kill.
Ah, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if kill was first, then, yeah, you pick yourself and it's all over. You don't have to do the other two. but having said that, fuck Broden, marry Zach. Kill myself, then it's all over.
It's done.
It's done. And I don't have to deal with any of those consequences. I don't have to think about any of the awful things we've done.
Yeah, because things could be a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they would. And I don't know how Zach would feel knowing that I fucked Broden and we're getting married. He'd be weird about it. He'd always be like, are you thinking of him?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, it was a one-off thing. I've married you.
You guys are like what is it? Oh, the fucking band with the
Beatles.
The one where they got the Stevie Nicks.
Fleetwood Mac.
Thank you. Yeah. You guys would be Fleetwood Mac then.
Well, hey, if we wrote Chains, god damn it.
Do anything to write Chains.
Anything to write.
Yeah.
Write Chains. Fuck this them is something all. Even close to Chains. Gotta love Chains. I was listening to Rumours just the other week.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Yeah. It's fucking awesome.
All right. We've got one last game.
Fuck yeah.
It's Truth or Dare.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do I pick?
You do, but... And I should probably stop doing this. I'm going to suggest Dare.
Dare?
Yes. Okay. I dare you to sing a song in the style of Auntie Donna about this podcast.
I don't know what that means.
Well, I just learned before that you don't write the fucking music. So, yeah, clearly. What do you mean you don't know what that means? You guys have a sound.
Yeah, we have a sound.
You've got a sound.
We do have a sound. All right.
There's a cadence.
Yeah, I guess there's a cadence. Usually it's like it's electronic music.
To make the noises.
This is very embarrassing. I just told you I never want to perform again for the rest of my life.
If it helps, I've made multiple guests rap.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll be doing that a little bit. All right. What's the name of the podcast?
The Friend Request.
I did know. All right. Okay. All right. So we'd start with like... Like womp baka baka womp 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 Auntie Donna womp baba baba womp womp Friend Request. Well, here we are. What's going on? Having a good time. Not smoking bongs.
Yeah.
We're with Chloe. Madden Madden Madrin Madrin Madrin. I knew that. And on a podcast and is pretty good and I really like it. You know I should. I'm having a good time today. I'm feeling pretty well. I'm feeling A-okay.
Yeah.
And oh me, oh my, here we go. And I'm doing a little rhyme.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's amazing.
Was that enough?
It's enough.
I can keep going.
It's enough. It's so good. No, I won't make you keep going. I'm going to piss if you keep going. Oh, my God. This has been wonderful.
I had such a wonderful time. Thank you so much for asking me.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming. Do you want to tell anyone what's going on? I mean, you might have a thing at Melbourne. No.
I don't want anyone to know what's going on with my stuff.
That's
not true. I got, you know, there are things to plug,
okay.
I suppose.
Okay.
Again, I don't know if I'm allowed to, but the most upsetting guessing game in the world live, that'll be at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. When does this come out?
This will be like 2 weeks max.
Okay, so great. Soon. Okay, great. It should be announced by then.
Yeah, okay.
When's the festival?
I mean, I can talk to you and we can make sure that it's okay to release.
You'd be surprised how much I don't really care. I care in this moment. I will forget the moment I leave.
You know, I won't be that surprised.
But that's more to do with my fucking, my head. I forget. I've got the worst memory. Oh. I'm very worried.
Me too.
About getting older.
Oh, my God. Do you smoke weed?
A lot.
Yeah, that's it. It's the weed. I've not smoked for but like 5 days now and I'm remembering the day before.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah, fucking hell.
I know, I'm a new person.
But mine was before.
Yeah.
If anything, the weed helps. at least helps me sleep.
Yeah.
Which was always a problem. There's that. I'm making a movie, but that's not locked in 100% yet, but it's pretty close.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, I've written a movie and I'm going to direct it. And that's, but that'll be ages away.
Okay.
But I just like talking about
it. Yeah, talk about it.
I'm trying to put it out there.
You never know.
So
people
that it happens.
Yeah. Okay, I get that.
But it's getting there. That's going to be fun. That'll be my first feature film that I've written and directed.
Oh, my God. Congratulations.
Well, it hasn't happened yet. Congratulate me at the Oscars.
But you wrote it.
I did write
Congratulations on finishing it, like writing it. That's huge.
Yeah, you know, anyone can kind of do that.
Okay, not all right. No, you're right.
You got to read it first and then be like, congratulations, I'm writing this. Anyone can write 100 pages. Just piss it out in the afternoon. It'll be terrible.
Yeah, that's true.
But I do appreciate the sentiment. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I got nothing else going on in my life that's important or cool.
Okay.
But, you know, Auntie Donna's releasing stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
Like and subscribe.
Do it. Beautiful. Thank you, requesties, for listening. I love you all. You're amazing. Goodbye.
Bye.
Everything's a drum. Everything's a drum. Everything's a drum. Everything's a drum. Did you know this cup is a drum? If that cup is a drum, then my bum is a drum. Pots, cups, and even a bum. It's so much fun when everything's a drum. Everything's a drum, everything's a drum. Can someone's willy be a drum? Can you make my willy go pa-ra-pa-pum-pum? I did a cum. Everything's a drum, everything's a drum. I got a bad relationship with my mum, and when I think about my mum, even that's a drum. Everything's a drum, everything's a drum. When you drum on things, you can have a ball. Anything can be a drum, heck, even a wall. Everything's a drum, everything's a drum. Hey, did you know this pot is a drum?
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.